The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 5 days past shopping for Christmas, few days before New Year's. It is the 30th of December, 2020. I want to thank Steve Elkins for sitting in for me yesterday. Harley Schlanger, I had to reschedule him. He had dental surgery. And I rescheduled him for next Tuesday, but I've got a funny feeling I'm going to be in Washington, D.C., leaving Tuesday morning to go to D.C. for, I don't know, what's this being called, Roger Landry? Is this, what is this thing going on in Washington, D.C.? Have you heard about it?
I think just about anybody who listens to any form of alternative media has heard about it. Because you know damn right well, other than saying bad things, it's not being screamed and hollered about on mainstream media.
Well,
and they're expecting a minimum, and this is what they were asked. This is what they put out, okay? 1.5 million.
You know, I think those are a tad low.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
As usual.
If 75 million people voted for Donald Trump, if just 10% of the people show up in Washington, which, by the way, here's the weather report, next Wednesday, it's going to be sunny and warm. Well, at least for Washington that time of year, it's going to be in the 50s. So there's one excuse scratched off your list as the reason why you can't go. And, Roger, I just want to take a second just to admonish those that have found excuses and reasons not to go. How's that for a professional response to some of the crap that I've been hearing? Oh, I've got to work. Or, geez, you know, that many people, wouldn't that be a great opportunity to kill off a bunch of Republicans? And I said to this one person that said that to me, I said, really? So if they're going to kill 3 million people, where are they going to hide the bodies?
Look, I really don't think everybody can go. But as you said, you started to break down a statistic. They're saying at a minimum 76 million people voted for Trump. There are also estimates it could have been as high as 82 to 83 million. If you say 10% show up, that's 8.3 million.
Yeah.
But if you only consider the ones that are within driving range, which is the entire East Coast, you're still talking about 4 to 5 million.
Well, the only thing I can say to the park people that take care of the Washington Mall, and you better get on the phone and get some more porta johnnies over there, okay? Because we're going to need them. And by the way, when we show up in that great of numbers, you ever notice something? That the conservative people in this country always clean up after themselves?
And they don't burn stores and smash windows and have bricks stacked up in strategic places so that they can fling them. No, they don't do any of that. But yet, if you listen to certain of the deep state intelligence agencies, they will say that the white conservative male is the biggest threat to this country right now.
Well, and I keep referring back to the AFP story, front page, racist terrorism, DHS still insists white supremacists the worst threat.
Yep.
Who said that? That wonderful-looking guy that you'd swear by looking at him that he looks American, but that's Chad Wolf. Yeah. By the way, before we continue here, because you never know who's listening to the program, I want you to give out your bio. Who the heck is Roger Landry? What is this project? And, you know, what's the deal? For some people that are just tuning in for the first time, maybe not heard you.
Oh, they've heard. And what they've realized is that there's very few things that I can't talk about. I'm not an expert at anything, but I can discuss things intelligently. So that's an easy thing to do. Okay. Basically, today, I am the founder and managing director of the Liberty Beacon Project, which is a half a dozen websites across the planet. And when we say this, we're not saying we have a website in the United States, but we report around the planet. We have a director that lives in Paris and runs the website Europe Reloaded. We have a director that lives in England and runs a website called UK Reloaded, and I could go on. So this is a mechanism, and our two main sites are in the United States, the originating site, which is the Liberty Beacon, and the Falling Darkness. Now, the Liberty Beacon is the center of the TLB project, and the Falling Darkness is the edge of the project, because you should always have a place to go to where you can see what's hanging out on the edge there. And this is also something we provide, and most people just leave off. We are not commercial. We have no ads for money on any of our websites. It doesn't work for us, because if a corporate sponsor gives you enough money, he owns you. Because at a certain point, from a certain point, they can pretty much decide or discourage you as to what you should and shouldn't carry or say. So that's what the Liberty Beacon Project is. How did I get here? That's a surprise to most people, but when you consider that I can talk to a lot of topics, it's not just the research I've done over the last 10 years running this project. It's the fact that I spent 30 years of my life either in the military or working directly for the military industrial complex and the DOD. I was a senior field engineer for Raytheon Services Company, and I facilitated DOD contracts. So seeing how the system works and working within the system isn't something that I'm new to, and second guessing some of the things I see today by things I actually experienced myself gives me a little leg up sometimes. And it's part of the reason that really good hosts like John ask me to come on as often as he does. Again, I'm not an expert at anything, but let's talk about things. So after 20 years of working for the military industrial complex, 10 years in the nuclear submarine fleet, and a hell of a technical background, I sat on my couch one day and somebody looked at me and said, "Do you understand how ignorant you are? Not stupid. Ignorant." And I said, "No, why?" And he opened my laptop and started showing me things that I thought I knew. And he absolutely destroyed my life. And for the next 3 days, I sat on my bed with my legs crossed, scouring the internet. You've heard most of this, John. Scouring the internet. And after 3 days, I came out with a whole new outlook on life. And 18 months later, the Liberty Beacon Project was born. That was my serious awakening. So who am I? That's who I am. I am an ex-military / military industrial complex. I lived in there, and they did everything right. And by God, wasn't this the best thing we ever did?
So what's your motivation? Because you've been doing this for the last 10 years, every day, anywhere from 15 to 18 hours a day. You're trying to work off a guilt complex or what?
Actually, that's part of it. And it's not so much guilt as it is I see a lot of the things that I did and I absolutely and truly believed. And now I look back at them and I go, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Or maybe I would, if I knew what I know today, I wouldn't have done that. So again, we're eradicating programmed ignorance, you and I. That happens to be the mission statement of the Liberty Beacon Project. It's that simple. It's not a paragraph. It's not a book.
Yeah.
It's the eradication of
programmed ignorance.
Ignorance.
And ignorance, and you know, a woman at a local laundry thing here, dry cleaners, there we go. And I always show up to have certain shirts done on a Wednesday because I get a discount. I try to make that dollar stretch as far as I can.
It's all good.
Yeah, but, you know, I looked at this woman and I was talking to her, gave her a card. She told me a little about her husband. He liked talk radio, listened to Rush Limbaugh. And I'm going, oh, your husband likes Rush Limbaugh. Well, here, give him this. Wait till he gets a load of us. So the next time I was in there, I asked the lady, I said, did you talk to your husband? And she goes, yeah, I did. And evidently, he liked the programming. She didn't. And I looked at her and I said, so is that your aim in life, is to go through the rest of your life in plain old ignorance? And she got hot. And she looked at me and she said, I don't want you coming back to the store. I said, why? She said, you just called me stupid. I said, no, ma'am. What I did is I called you ignorant, and look it up in Funkin' Waggles. Go to Wikipedia. Go wherever you want to. I said, ignorance is just lacking fact. That's all that it is.
Lacking knowledge. You're right. That's all it is.
Well,
and could you have a simpler directive? So is there a little guilt in there? Not really guilt. It is the wish to amend for things I wasn't aware of. You can't be blamed for ignorance. You can be blamed if somebody steps up to you and offers you the facts and you push them away, realizing that you're comfortable in your ignorance. Mm. And far too many people do exactly that. Oh. But the one thing I didn't say in my bio, and the one thing most people who listen to your show already know, but some may not, is that I am in no way, shape, or form a Joe Biden fan. And if there's anything I can do to help Trump get elected, or reelected, which I believe he's going to stay in that office, if there is anything I can do at this point, and it's not an absolute love affair with Donald Trump, because this guy's got the biggest ego on the planet, but that's what's keeping him. That is exactly what will keep America safe for the next 4 years.
And Roger, my assessment of Donald J. Trump seeking the presidency of the United States,
I hope he does.
Being a business guy, being a real estate developer, you know, whatever, yes. You know,
that's what I said.
He understands business and he understands what it takes to do business. And my thought is Donald Trump looked at the playing field out there and said, you know what? This is utter crap. I can do a better job than that. And if one of these days, if I ever have the opportunity, hopefully in the next 4 years, to ask Donald Trump the question as to why you ran for the presidency, you want to lay any bets that what I just said was true and correct?
You and I have actually discussed this very topic, and I can expound a little bit on what you have just said. If you stop to understand, and you have, what I just said about Trump's ego, Trump literally said, what is the biggest stage in America? If I can leave an imprint on that stage, then my name will live for hundreds, if not more, years. And this is the type of guy Trump is. But I'm not saying that in a fashion to knock him down.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have
a healthy ego,
an executive sitting in that White House that's got cojones, if you don't right now, that would be Joe Biden. And we really don't want that to happen.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I've been around long enough that if Joe Biden somehow worms his way into that Oval Office and Kamala Harris is the VP, I think Twitchy Joe, with all the stuff that's being loaded up right now, him
will
and his
be
son,
gone soon.
Yeah, would be gone really quick. And Kamala Harris becomes the first woman president. Who do you think she's going to invite in to be the vice president? Could it be Hillary Rodham Clinton?
Or Bernie Sanders.
God.
Now, hold on a minute.
Oh, God.
Because
you
touched on something. You did. And then you just wormed right on by it, and you knew I wasn't going to miss it. All the stuff that's coming out about Joe right now, if you take a look on a Liberty Beacon, there is a video on there with two extremely high-placed Ukrainian officials doing over an hour of literally ripping the Bidens to pieces, including recorded phone calls in this video. It is absolute destruction for Biden. It is. And I couldn't be happier. But at the same time, are we going to see the same blockage on this that we saw on Trump's 15-minute, 14-minute and some odd second address to the country, where he laid out all of the proof of the Democrats, you know, constantly saying there's no proof of. So he stepped up in front of the country and literally laid it out, and almost beyond any exceptions, the mainstream media refused to cover a presidential address to the nation. Now, let me ask you a question. When did the fourth branch become seditious and treasonous? Because if this is not legal treason, it's moral treason.
Well, I'm in agreement with you, and they thought they had it all sewn up, didn't they? By the way, I've told this story before of how I got into this, and it was my friend Jack Otto. He's now dead. May he rest in peace, and I'm sure wherever he's resting, he's in a peaceful mode. This guy, I didn't know Shinola from radio from anything, but I was doing a shortwave program for a while there, and it was suggested maybe. I thought about, actually, you know, gosh, I know nobody is out there doing this, collecting people to have programming that people can tune in and listen to, and they can get a variety of different takes and opinions and whatever, and oh, and let's make it live and interactive so people can call in. That was Republic Radio International. And my friend Jack, you know, I was talking to him about it one day, and he looked at me and he says, well, why don't you just do it? And I said, but I don't know how to do it. And he goes, well, but I learned. I learned how to do it. It was an on-the-job training. I didn't get any pay for it, hazard or otherwise. And I haven't really been paid in 30 years. I have no retirement to look forward. You got more of a retirement than I do.
But if you take a look at the story you just presented, or take a listen to the story you just presented and the one I presented, when they overlap, I mean, they seriously overlap. Your time frame is spread out a little further because you've been in the entertainment industry. And yes, I'm holding the quotes up there for what, 30, 38, 39, 40 years, something like that?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, that's about the time I started working for the military industrial complex. So you and I both did what, at that point in our lives, were doing what we figured we needed to do and what we were going to do probably for the rest of our lives. You are still doing that. 12 years ago, I went, oops.
No, you know, if somebody would have said initially, John, this is how this is going to work out, and this is what you're going to have to do, I don't know if I would have done it. You know, that you're going to work real hard. You're going to create a radio network. You're going to put programming on stick broadcasters out there that they'll last a week or two and they'll get canceled because they really can't handle the truth. And you got too many moles and trolls out there haranguing station owners and managers going, oh, we're going to protest. We're calling your advertisers right now. And a lot of station owners and managers would bend in a New York second to something like that. All right, Roger Landry is my guest today, folks. And I told him today, I said, I'm going to squeeze you in on the last program, live programming of this year. So here he is, live and in person, Roger Landry. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. This is the National Intel Report. We'll be back in three.
For over 20 years now, Extendabyte has proven time and again It really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that.
Roger, one of these maniacal Democrats talking about Nancy Pelosi, just gushing all over her. Nancy Pelosi's heaven sent. And this may be a rumor. I haven't tracked it down, but I think President Trump tweeted out that Nancy Pelosi's heaven sent. Well, let's all remember God threw Lucifer out of heaven too. I like that.
Look, right before the break, what we were discussing, and I won't beat this up too much longer, but I just need to get one point across, which is the same point I've tried to get across for the last three or four shows. And that is this. Right now, the only thing that can keep this country from falling further into the abyss we're already headed into is to keep Trump in office. Because the only other alternative is Joe Biden. And everybody knows that Joe will never be president. Even if he sits in the Oval Office, he will be a puppet, and they will get rid of him as soon as they can. And Kamala, the wrecking ball, will be there, and life will become very, very bad for a lot of us very, very quickly. The only solution to anything we're discussing at this point right now in America is we the people. It's not the government. It's not the military. It's not the courts. It's not any foreign corporation or country. It's we the people. And we are still one of the most powerful groups on the planet. Let's act like it. Let's step up.
Well,
let's get this done.
And going back to my opening statement on the program today,
oh, yeah.
Roger, You know, I won't give you the basis for the argument that I had with a Christian one day, but they were acting like a skittish little child. And I looked at him and I said, now you do know that God doesn't countenance cowards, right? You do know that, right? And they just, man, they stiffened up, turned on their heels, and that was the last word that was spoken. But I have heard, you know, if you think your rights are, well, they're kind of written in stone, kind of, even though every mother and her uncle and damn near 99% of the politicians up on Capitol Hill like to refer to this country as being a democracy. They don't even know what office they were elected to. And did they not take the oath? That was a little reminder to protect and defend. But I guess they forgot that part. But Roger, these people that are telling me, well, you know, my gosh, you know, they might, with a large gathering like that of patriotic Americans, you know, the deplorables that Hillary talked about, you know, something very bad's going to happen. And I said to one individual, I said, you know what, congratulations. You've got the thorn of crowns. You are the king of I'm afraid, because you are expressing exactly what they've been shoving down our throat for how many years? Fear porn.
Programmed ignorance.
There you
You're
go.
Exactly right. Fear is the most successful mechanism to control man's mind ever devised by mankind. End of story.
Yep.
Fear has been used as a control mechanism throughout our history. Religion is ruled by fear. Government is ruled by fear.
Now let me turn.
Military is ruled by fear.
And let me turn this one around here. And let's just say 7.5 million people, 10% of the people that did vote for Trump figured out that maybe this is one of the last times we can exercise our First Amendment here, freedom of assembly and speech and all that stuff.
Yep.
And they look at this and go, you know what? There is no excuse for me not being there. None whatsoever.
No.
I cannot.
There is a reason.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who won't be able to make it, especially if they're coming from, you know, halfway across the country or further.
Where the hell
Wait
a minute. Where do you think Texas is? A stone throw across the Potomac?
You might have a little bit better economic means than some of these individuals. You may not have a family of six kids living at home.
Bet on it, bud.
But you understand what I'm saying.
I understand.
Okay? You can't have everyone
there.
And you can't fit 77 million people on the streets of Washington, D.C.
Oh, we're going to try. We can put them on the rooftops and Velcro them and hang them on the side of buildings if we have to.
7 or 8 million, 5 million. 3.5 million.
We'll find room. Awesome. We'll find room. But the thing that I wanted to point out here, now you know some of those assets that we call Congress critters are going to have their nose pressed up against the glass looking at a literal ocean of humanity. Elections coming up for these people. And a Republican by the name of Donald Trump that used to be a Democrat stood up and said, you know, I'm going to give you a little clue as to how to look at least Republican. Maybe we can put the fear of God just by the sea of humanity staring back at them.
I not only agree with you, but it's been done before, and it's been done before successfully. I honestly believe that you are going to see one hell of a turnout in Washington. But that's not all you're going to see. When I'm talking about there may not be people that can get to Washington, D.C., there's already been talk about doing this on the local state capitals, okay? Or doing this in your town, getting people to get. What I'm saying is it's going to be much bigger than just Washington, D.C. Anybody who thinks it's limited to Washington, D.C., well, you're an idiot.
And you know what? Hooray for the people that might show up in their cities or towns.
Yes.
But I would like to see your little pile of pod people in Washington, D.C. We need everybody there. All right, we'll take the break. Roger Landry's my guest. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Well, Roger, President Donald Trump's campaign advisor said the team is aiming to present evidence during a potential congressional debate on January 6th. If lawmakers in the House and the Senate object to the state's electoral college votes, as of
they've already decided on that because it only takes one congressman and one senator, and they've already got that.
And that was Senator Josh Hawley, Republican out of Missouri. Yep.
The most powerful person in the entire country on January 6th is who? It's not Trump. It's not Biden. It's Pence. Because at that point, Pence can refuse to open the ballots from the six swing states. He can refuse to do that. And he can refuse to do that on grounds that are substantiated now extremely well, and between now and January 6th will be substantiated 10 times better than they already are. This is why I'm saying it's such a travesty that they didn't listen when Trump did his 14-minute speech to the nation. This is why they didn't put it on the air.
Jason Miller, he's the campaign advisor for Donald Trump. And Miller said that the evidence could be presented in Congress.
Yes.
Which would differ from what the Trump campaign presented in courts over the past several weeks. I'm tuning into MSLSD. And today I heard them say a conspiracy theory about Biden losing the election and Trump winning. They will not even acknowledge. And I'll tip my hat again to One America News, because if it wouldn't have been for them, we wouldn't have gotten gabble-to-gabble coverage of the state legislatures hearing about all the chicanery around this vote. I mean, it's just astounding. So I'm kind of thinking here, maybe, Roger, that that lawyer out of San Antone is going to have a chance. You know, the White House distanced themselves a little bit from her, but mm-hmm. I think the bombastic evidence to be brought forward is going to be by her, and it's going to be a hell of a lot more than I think what was presented in these court cases in the various states, as they refer to them lovingly as the swing states. Now,
if you take a look at the evidence in the Ukrainian video, and again, that's on the Liberty Beacon, and you can grab it and put it on your website. I would strongly suggest that. What is presented there, listen to me now, because I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again because it just happened again. This disqualifies Joe Biden from ever sitting in the White House. End of story. But you have to have people with enough nads to step up there and make it so. They're not going to do that. So what's the last resort and the best resort? Pence. What's he going to do? He's going to do exactly what a majority of this country wants him to do. He's going to probably refuse unless these six swing states decide they're going to change their electorate. They're going to recall the Democrats that were sent illegally and unconstitutionally, and they're going to send their own slate of Republican electors. And if that happens, then Pence won't have to do a damn thing because Trump's going to win. If they decide not to, and again, the evidence is absolutely, you know, beyond, it's impeccable, and there's thousands of sworn affidavits, thousands. If this is the case, from this point on, anybody who thinks Trump doesn't have a real good chance of winning hasn't listened to anything John and I have said. He has a damn good chance of staying in the White House.
Well, the other scenario is this goes to Congress and each state gets a vote, and even
12th Amendment.
Even if it comes down to a 20, what would it be? 26, 25-25.
Yep.
Guess who has
Pence.
That's right.
What did I say? Who is the most powerful person in this country at that point on January 6th? It's not.
Well, I mean, just for personal motivation, he should be motivated to be vice president for the next 4 years.
Well, not only that, but I think, and I can't remember his name. It's Gomer or Mike or
Gomert. Not Gomer.
Yeah, Gomer. He literally is suing Pence to ensure that Pence doesn't step up there and do the wrong thing. He doesn't have to do that. It's not anything against Pence. What he's telegraphing to the country is that, yeah, there are some Republicans up in the Senate and in Congress that do have some patriotism. Ain't a hell of a lot of them, but the ones that have it, they're stepping up. He didn't have to do that, but the fact that he did it is telegraphing to a lot of people.
You know, there's a lot of people out there, and you're right. There's tens of thousands of affidavits, and yes, these people took this very seriously. They yep. were witness to federal crimes, election fraud. They were there. These yep. people opining on the news media, they weren't there. These people were, and under penalty of perjury,
yep.
and you can go to jail if you sign this paper and you're lying,
yep.
you can go to jail.
Well, that's a federal offense because this is a federal election.
That's so, right. That's exactly
yeah.
right.
yeah.
That's right. Well,
absolutely. And they signed it without doubt, without hesitation, and with full knowledge. Why? Because it's their words sitting there.
Yep.
They lived it.
By the way, I looked at that clip. It's not a clip. Yeah. It's an hour and 10 minutes and 6 seconds
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
And... let me go over the verbiage.
Subtitle.
Yeah, let me go over the verbiage here of your posting. For Joe Biden, the other shoe has finally dropped. Truth and transparency has forced its way to the surface of the cesspool of corruption that surrounds the Biden family. For JoJo and his kid, it's just business as usual. Just go ask Hillary. To set the stage of understanding, we refer you to comments written a few days ago by Jonathan Turley, the Shapiro Professor of Public Interest Law at George Washington University. This is what Turley had to say. He said, clear conflicts are present in this investigation for Joe Biden. Most obviously, it involves his son. In addition, Biden has stated repeatedly for more than a year that no one has suggested my son did anything wrong. That clearly is not true. Many people agree that Hunter Biden was engaged in raw influence peddling on a global scale. That may not be a crime, but it certainly is ethically wrong. Nevertheless, Biden continued that claim after the disclosure that Hunter is the subject or target of a federal investigation. He has referred to the allegations as a continuation of political foul play targeting his poor little family. Now, Biden himself responded affirmatively, yes, 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 to a recent question about whether allegations against his son are Russian disinformation and a smear campaign, like you said. So any criminal or other wrongdoing found by prosecutors would be an obvious embarrassment to Biden. Now, let's not forget Babalooski here, the old Babaloo, Tony Babulinski.
Oh, and by the way, Turley is a Democrat. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Is he?
Yes.
You know, these damn Democrats that don't stick with their party, I'm telling you what, they're just useless, aren't they?
And I like him. I like the hell out of him because all he wants is the truth. It doesn't matter which side it's on.
Well, and, you know, this is starting to dawn on people, no matter what their political allegiance or what tribe they claim to be part of. You know, what was the figures we were seeing? 18 to 20%, if they would have known about the Biden family corruption, they never would have voted for JoJo.
In some areas, it's over 50%. Oh. In some areas, it's as low as 10 to 15%.
You know, aren't you just, aren't you just dying to know how many votes Donald Trump did get?
No, I pretty much know. What they've done is they took the actual vote when Trump was way ahead, and all of a sudden they realized that they had really screwed the matrix up and Trump got way too many votes. It was screwing up their ability to steal the election. That's why they had to stop everything and start throwing all of these extra ballots in. You can use math formula to literally take what was given over a certain amount of time when the balloting was stopped, what happened. They have actual, equations that can figure what President Trump would have gotten and an accuracy of plus or minus 2 to 3%. And these are the people that are saying that he could have gotten, it quite possibly did get, in excess of 83 million votes.
You know, I don't think, can you ever remember?
No other president ever.
No, that was going to be my question, because I'm sitting here and trying to scramble and remember if there's ever been. I mean, Ronnie Reagan was
pretty big. There's only 130 million voters, registered voters in this country, right around 130 million, yet there were almost 150 million votes cast. How do you reckon that? But there's no voting fraud here.
There's nothing to see here. Let's just move on. The president-elect will take office on January 21st. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something like 12 to 15 million more cast votes than there are registered voters. And those, most of them were like dead, but they voted. And actually, dead people are more consistent in voting. We've got to give them a big pat on the back. They're the most consistent people out there for voting every single time there's an election. So if you really, really want to be elected, go out there and really wring hands with all the dead people. And they all voted for Biden, too. All of them.
Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat.
Okay. Thanks. 4Winds 10, F-O-U-R-W-I-N-D-S, number 10. They know about it. I looked under government, and it says Trump wants people to gather on January the 6th. So they always report stuff. They've done it before. Whereas 10, it's 30 feet deep on both sides of Potomac. There was nowhere for them to stand. They will be there.
Yep.
They'll report it, show it, pictures, everything.
Well, I know One American News is going to be there, and if I have the chance to shake any one of their hands, even a damn cameraman, I'm going to. All right, Pat, thanks for your call, dear.
All right.
Thank you very much. Seriously, Trump has mentioned One American News a couple of times.
Yes.
And he's come down on Fox because, well, Fox had to. Had to reveal itself for what it really is. They got a couple of conservatives on there with some pretty good political viewpoints, and yeah, okay, hooray for them. But by and large, you know, it's just another president-elect Joe Biden. I'm hearing this on Fox News, and they're not covering anything about what has been uncovered about this massive, massive fraud. So let me ask you a question, Fox News. How are you going to make your money next year when you don't have anything to sell?
The pay for play.
Do you think, Roger, hold on. Do you think that the MSLSD or the CNN, the Communist News Network people are going to go over to Fox to listen to them? I don't think so.
They're not.
So America's We Report, You Decide. Oh, man. Good riddance. See ya.
How about We Report, You Deride?
Yeah. Well, Trump has mentioned One America News a couple of times. And you've heard my only complaint about One America News, and I won't go there. But they're the only people, and I've said this.
Newsmax is doing good.
Nah. $400 million from the Clinton Foundation.
Wait. What? Okay, see, you just brought something to light I ain't never seen before.
Well, see, you should be talking to me more. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, you know, that kind of tickled me before when you said you don't take any advertising on the Liberty Beacon Project page. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, well, we take advertising when we can find it and we put it on the network. But
advertising is a whole different story. It doesn't even qualify for what I was describing. I was describing corporate advertising, corporate.
Oh, you mean the click, and including the clickbait stuff that is absolutely useless? And
you don't do that.
No,
that's why it didn't apply to you, what I said. And I knew that. No, I have a lot of respect for the network. And no, everybody's opinion and everybody's voice isn't going to be the same. And there may be opinions you don't like, but you need to understand something. If the only thing that was allowed on a radio station are the things that the guy who owned the radio station liked, he would be as tyrannical as the communist one you don't want to listen to, as the whatever one you don't want to listen to, the Marxist one you don't want to listen to. What we need and what the Liberty Beacon also offers is the ability for people to say what they believe. Then it's up to them to stand the test of the public.
There you go.
When they step up to comment and say, but what about? If you are just breathing hot air or writing hot air, you're not going to be back. But if you stand the test of those questions, if you stand the test of people wanting to know more, at that point, you've made a mark.
Because you can handle the truth. You may not like it. And I'll tell you what, some of these hosts on the network over the years, I mean, this network and this format has been around since 2004. And there have been some hosts, and I don't tell them what to talk about or how to present their information or anything else, but a few of them have walked me right up to that line of, do I really have to pick up the phone and make a call? You know, but
guess what show I'm going to be on Monday evening?
Monday evening. I don't know. Whose show?
It's the 10 to 12 slot.
Oh, you mean V from Hungary?
Absolutely, and it's Poland.
Oh, that's right, Poland. He has an affinity for Hungary, and sometimes I think about the...
He's always hungry.
Yeah, going to say the people in Poland are always hungry.
So anyway,
good.
I promised him an hour, and I've been pushing it off and pushing it off because of the time. But when you promise something, if you don't deliver it, then, again, we're lining up behind them.
You know, what is the only thing, Roger? Let me ask you one of these ethic questions. What is the one thing that a man must guard jealously, and what is the one thing, when you boil everything else down, what is the one thing that legitimizes a person and dealing with other people?
The truth.
Bingo. Honesty.
If you can present the truth, even to people you've never met before, some of the things you say are going to ring true to them, because everything you say is not going to be new to them. If you establish that respect, this guy, I think he's telling me the truth because he said this and this and this and this, and I agree with all that, so let's roll with this. If you even get pointed out a half a dozen times over the course of a year, displaying or portraying things that you know for a fact aren't true, you and I have both seen people splash on the stage and they're good and they're charismatic, and it doesn't take long to find out they're full of crap, and they deflate faster than a balloon with a pin in it.
You know what I thought one of the better ones was? Remember the stewardess that popped up and she was talking about the planes on 9/11? That. I looked at that and I thought, yeah. Is that? But, and it wasn't too long after that that I mentioned that, that she up and disappeared like a cow fart in a Texas windstorm. I mean, she was gone.
Yeah.
A little bit too polished. Yeah, a little bit too polished. Sean in Tennessee. Hello, Sean.
Hey, John. I can't take credit for this, but I wanted to bring it up because I haven't heard of an answer to this question. But surrounding the 2020 presidential election, who ordered the vote count to stop? That would probably get to the bottom of a lot of stuff.
Well, everybody's blaming Fox News for stopping the vote in Arizona?
Yeah, that's because they called it before any exactly. real amount of votes were in. But what this guy is asking is, we're talking about the six swing states, and there may have even been a few more, but these are the most important ones, where they literally stopped counting ballots. They didn't stop taking them. They stopped counting them and sent everybody home, after which they literally spiked, you know, the punch. Who said this? I'm going to give you a for instance as to how I think it happened.
I got one more caller to squeeze in there before the end. Otherwise, I'm going to make you stick around for the next hour.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Sean? No. Thank you for your call. Good question. And I love saying this. John.
It was a 5-minute answer, too.
John in Rancho Cucamonga. I love saying that. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. Hi, John. Hi, Roger. Hey, Roger.
Hello.
Quick question for you. I've been poring over this 12th Amendment all day, and I'm just a little bit confused. Maybe you can help me out. It clearly defines the president of the Senate is going to take and have the major authority to present the counted Electoral College votes.
Yep.
And that's in my words. That's what I make from all this. And in another part of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 3, Item 4, they define the president of the Senate is the current vice president of the United States. And that's all fine. But I don't see anywhere, Roger, where it says that other than counting vote, and these are the Electoral College votes. These are not the popular votes. So the fraud is in the popular side of it, right? Which is a whole level removed from the Electoral College. It doesn't say that he has the right to...
Go ahead,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Electoral College is what is under scrutiny here. And this is what we're talking about when we say Pence, who will be the president of that congressional gathering, literally has the right to refuse to count certain ballots. He has the right to count them. He also has the right to refuse to count them. This isn't anything that I've made up. If this wasn't true, then people across this country wouldn't be going, you know, this is where Trump's headed. Because everybody understands that Trump, as the vice president or the president of Congress at that point, okay, has the right not to count them, but to refuse them. And only count those he feels are legitimate. Now, if you're asking me to tell you exactly where that is vocalized or where that's in... Yeah.
They didn't play in English in Amendment 12. I don't see it.
Yeah. No. Okay. But at the same time, it has been gone over by scholars, and it is an absolute fact. Why do you think everybody right now, even you, are looking this up and going, but what? It is. It is a fact. Yeah. And you know what? The fact that you did the research puts a big smile on my face. What's your name again?
I'm John from Rancho Cucamonga, California.
John, that's just absolutely phenomenal. I really appreciate that.
And I like him.
Sometimes I like to know what I'm talking about, and when I'm having trouble like this, I look at the other powers of the legislative branch. For instance, it states very clearly, Congress shall declare war, but it does not say Congress has the right to pass the buck and allow the president or some other member of the Pentagon to declare war. But that's the way things have been going for the last 50 years. And so that's
those
that's
are emergency
what we try
powers.
To avoid.
Yeah,
those are emergency powers.
And this is what I brought up on Monday's program, Roger, that this attorney, one of Trump's attorneys, leaked to the media that Donald Trump's going to declare martial law in the country.
Not, he didn't say that.
No, he did. He never did.
No, he didn't. But at the same time, anybody listening to this has to understand one thing. There are times when things are leaked that don't seem to be the smartest thing in the world to do, but we have no clue why that was actually leaked, and it may have served a very good purpose. How do I know this? I worked inside this government for 30 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes the things you think are absolutely nuts were done for a purpose and successfully.
John in Rancho Cucamonga? Love saying that. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you for your call.
Thanks for letting me be on your show, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for the call. A little shout out is Peter in California listening today. Peter, call into the network. I'm not necessarily wanting you to call in as a caller. I want to talk to you personally. I think he's a retired colonel.
Oh, very nice. I just did a recording with a retired Marine colonel who lives in Florida, Bill Muckler, and has written two of the most patriotic books I've ever seen. So if you get a chance, search Bill Muckler online. Good stuff.
I just asked my board op a question, and he just went blank on me. It must be that COVID-19 you have. By the way, he's got the sniffles and a little bit of a fever. Guess what he doesn't have? The flu.
No, of course, the flu disappeared.
Roger, I will talk to you next year.
Yes, you will. And you have a great holiday, and thank you for the invite. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I appreciate you coming up. You're one of these guys that you kind of undersell yourself a little bit. I know a little bit about a lot of different... You've got a depth of knowledge. You've been studying it 18 hours a day for the last 10 years. I would call you the guru of the inside stuff. All right, my friend, thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.